There is no chance in God's world. By James Smith from Gleams of Grace, 1860. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Believer, are you tried, perplexed, and troubled? God is faithful to his word, for he has said, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows." Have you to pass out of one trouble into another? And is one trial but introductory to another? God is faithful, for he has said, "We must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Are your trials of a fiery, consuming, and parching character? It but confirms his word, for he has said, "I will bring them through the fire and make them pure. I will refine them like silver and purify them like gold." Every trial you meet with, every trouble you pass through, and all the temptations you experience, but serve to confirm the truth of God's word, and if rightly viewed and properly improved, would strengthen your faith. There is no chance in God's world. There is no mistake in God's dealings. There is nothing really severe in God's dispensations. All has been arranged by infinite wisdom. All is brought to pass by a special providence. And all is, at the darkest moment, working together for your eternal good. Let us then mind his fear nots. Let us confide in his unalterable promises. Let us rely on his immutable faithfulness. He set his love upon his people freely at the beginning, and having loved them, he will love them to the end. To every one of his chosen and redeemed people, he gives everlasting life and assures them that they shall never perish. The love that made them his will keep them his, and keep them his forever. Cheer up then, poor, tempted, tried believer. God is faithful to his word, and he will not fail you nor forsake you, but will make all things work together for your good and glorify himself in you.